Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Survival of the Soul, Do You Want to Know Everything? By Lisa Williams is a contemporary spirituality book focused on the afterlife and the idea that consciousness continues beyond physical death. Williams is publicly known as a medium and clairvoyant, and she frames the book around what she says she has learned through years of intuitive work, including psychic readings, meditation practices, communication with a spirit guide, and her own near-death experience. Written in an accessible, conversational style, the book aims to answer common questions people carry about dying, what happens immediately after death, and whether loved ones who have passed are safe and aware. It also presents a broad map of the soul's post-death journey, describing stages of adjustment, healing, and ongoing development. And it connects those ideas to a larger cycle that can include reincarnation. The overall purpose is reassurance and meaning, making reducing fear of death, offering a framework for grief, and encouraging readers to live more intentionally in the present. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, death is transition rather than ending. A central theme of the book is that death is not portrayed as annihilation, but as a passage from physical life into another state of existence. Williams approaches this as both a spiritual claim and a practical comfort for readers who are fearful or grieving. Instead of treating death as a taboo subject, she normalizes curiosity about what happens when the body dies, and why many people report a sense of continuity, connection, or presence after a loved one passes. The book's tone is meant to be reassuring, emphasizing that the afterlife is not a punishment-focused destination, but an environment where the soul continues to exist and adapt. This perspective is positioned to ease the emotional charge around questions such as whether the dying person knows what is happening, whether there is pain, and whether those left behind are still connected to the deceased. By framing death as a transition, the book encourages readers to shift from dread to preparation and acceptance, and to consider how beliefs about survival can influence the way we live, love, and process loss in everyday life. Secondly, a guided map of the soul's journey and stages after death. Williams presents the afterlife as a process with distinguishable phases rather than a single, uniform event. The book describes a pathway that begins with separation from the body and continues through stages of orientation, adjustment, and emotional or energetic healing. This structure is one reason many readers find the book calming. It provides a narrative sequence that can replace uncertainty with a sense of order. At the same time, the stage model can feel formal to some, and reviews sometimes note that it resembles a kind of spiritual administration. Even so, the intended purpose is clarity, by outlining what she understands to be the soul's movement through an organized progression. Williams tries to answer the practical questions people ask in grief, such as where a loved one goes, whether they are met by help, and how they adapt to a non-physical reality. The emphasis is less on sensational stories and more on explanation what life is like on the other side, how the soul regains perspective, and how love and identity can persist in a new context. Thirdly, mediumship, spirit guidance, and the sources of her perspective. The book roots its viewpoint in Williams' public identity as a working medium and clairvoyant. Rather than arguing from scientific methodology, she builds her case through experiential sources, her intuitive readings, inner guidance, meditation, and communication with a spirit guide. She also references a near-death experience as part of what shaped her understanding. For readers, this framing matters because it clarifies the kind of evidence the book offers. It is testimony-based and practice-based, aiming to be personally meaningful rather than experimentally verifiable. Williams also uses the mediumship context to address common anxieties around contacting the dead, including why people seek reassurance, what kinds of messages tend to come through, and how grief can make individuals doubt their choices or replay final moments. The result is a book that blends explanation of the afterlife with a behind-the-scenes sense of how a medium interprets impressions and why, in her view. Communication across the boundary of death can be comforting and healing. Fourthly, meditation and inner access to spiritual knowing alongside descriptions of the afterlife. Williams repeatedly emphasizes that spiritual understanding is not limited to professional mediums. A practical through line is the idea that meditation can help readers develop calmer awareness and deeper intuition, making it easier to access what she calls the soul's knowing. The goal is not necessarily to turn the reader into a medium, but to provide a tool for grounding, self-inquiry, and a sense of connection that reduces fear. In this framing, meditation becomes a doorway to insight about life's purpose, emotional healing, and the continuity of love. The book's approach appeals to readers who want something to do with their curiosity and grief, not only something to believe. It also shifts attention from external proof to internal experience learning, to listen, reflect, and recognize meaning in moments of stillness. By highlighting meditation as a key practice, Williams links afterlife beliefs to daily life benefits, suggesting that a more centered mind can support resilience, acceptance, and a more intentional way of living while still honoring those who have passed. Lastly, reincarnation and the longer arc of the soul's evolution. The book extends beyond the immediate aftermath of death into a broader view of the soul's ongoing development, including the possibility of reincarnation. In this framework, earthly life is one chapter in a longer journey rather than the full story. Williams uses this longer arc to reinforce two messages: first, that death is not final, and second, that life now still matters deeply because it contributes to growth, learning, and relationships. This perspective can reframe suffering and loss by placing them within a wider spiritual context, while still acknowledging the human reality of grief. It also helps explain why the book spends time on meaning rather than spectacle. The emphasis is on what the soul becomes, not merely what it experiences. Some readers may disagree with specific concepts often associated with reincarnation discussions, but Williams' core intent is consistent to offer a coherent worldview in which love continues, identity persists, and the soul moves forward. This evolutionary model encourages readers to live fully, treat life as purposeful, and view the unknown with less fear. In conclusion, The Survival of the Soul is best suited to readers who feel drawn to spiritual approaches to death and grief, especially those who find comfort in mediumship narratives and in the idea that consciousness continues. It can also work for curious readers who are not committed believers but want a clear, compassionate overview of what a prominent modern medium says happens after death. The practical benefit is emotional. As much as intellectual, the book offers a structured framework that can reduce fear, soften the shock of loss, and give language to questions people often hesitate to ask. Its repeated encouragement of meditation and inner reflection provides a grounded entry point for readers who want a personal practice rather than purely abstract ideas. Compared with many afterlife books that rely primarily on near-death accounts, religious doctrine, or philosophical argument, Williams positions her material through the lens of ongoing intuitive work and client-centered concerns, focusing on reassurance and day-to-day meaning. It stands out for its accessible tone and its emphasis on answering common, intimate questions about loved ones, guilt, timing, and whether the departed are all right. Readers expecting ghost story entertainment may be less satisfied, but those seeking a hopeful, organized, spiritually oriented map of the afterlife will likely find it engaging and calming. If you would like to support Lisa Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.